Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Our golf bets are on the way, but we do have some thank yous to dole out here in the final segment of the show. On a Tuesday, we had four magnificent guests on the program today. Our pal Pete Prisco from CBS Sports, he was great. Matt Moore from the Action Network, also double duty starting tonight for the Phillies. Loved him breaking down the NBA draft player props. Pete Futek from the College Football News. Cody Decker, Odyssey Sports Major League Baseball insider. I want to remind everybody that we are expanded now on BetQL. We've got programming all day. After us, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, BetMGM tonight. Ryan Horvath, Quinton Mayo, Reed Wallach going to be on the show tonight. Live betting show, so sweat your bets with the guys tonight on BetMGM tonight. That is after us every night, not just tonight, here on BetQL. Tomorrow morning, we are locked and loaded with Michael Jenkins, Chelsea Messenger on the Daily Tip. Then it's BetQL Daily with the Joes, Ostrowski, and Giglio from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. Ken and I, of course, back tomorrow. Four more hours of wagertainment from 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, as a reminder, we want everyone to check out BetRivers.com. That's our show sponsor. If you're going to bet the Olympics, do it at BetRivers. You're going to get free stuff when the United States wins. If you bet $500, $1,000, and $2,500. And the best lines and the best customer service, BetRivers.com. When you sign up for BetQL, any subscription, use my promo code Costos, K-O-S-T-O-S, at checkout for 20% off any subscription. Again, promo code Costos, K-O-S-T-O-S, for 20% off any BetQL subscription. And you can catch all of our NFL betting breakdowns. Myself, Ken Barkley, our interview with Pete Prisco from earlier today on our podcast feed. So please subscribe, rate, review on iTunes or on the Odyssey app. Just search You Better You Bet or You Bet or something like that. It will come up if you try to search for it. So please do that for us. Okay. I guess it's now time, Ken, for our Olympic golf, unless you've got anything else you'd like to share with us here.
No, let's do it.
I finished T-Man last night. It was great. Just wanted to say.
How many hours do I have to invest to watch this thing?
Two hours and 20 minutes.
Oh, that's super easy. Okay.
It's five episodes and they're like 24 minutes each.
Love everything about it. Can definitely watch it in the next week. Yes.
Now I will say, I'm not going to spoil anything, but there is like a surprise.
I like surprises.
And I'm curious. I thought the surprise was like brilliant beyond belief. I was reading online and this may want to sit down for this.
Yeah.
Some people didn't like it.
You'd never believe it. Imagine, right? Yeah. Imagine people not liking something.
Now, I thought brilliant beyond belief. I'm curious what you're going to think when you end up watching it. You can literally watch it one night tonight.
Did it involve Stinkor?
Stinkor is in the show.
What about Ram Man? Like, is Ram Man in it?
Ram Man is not in this set of episodes. Okay. Maybe he's going to be in part two.
Right. So we'll see. Here's a guy who's a giant battering ram. Here's his character. Right?
Well, there's Manny Faces, which is a guy with many faces.
Yes. Manny Faces, man. Great. What's the name? What's the name of the? Is it? What's the name of the panther? It's like a name that sounds like panther, right? Isn't it?
Well, the Cringer is the panther's name because he's Cringer. Okay. He's scared. He's like a scaredy cat, and then he turns into Battle Cat, I believe. When like
Battle Cat. Okay, that sounds good. Yeah.
It might even be Battle Cat.
Are very obvious. Yeah. Right.
E-Man. not a lot going on there. Like, what should we call this? Like, nefarious villain who's like basically a skeleton. Skeletor.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
There's
we have a female character, She-Ra. Right.
Yes, there's a girl named Lynn. She's evil. What's her name? Evil Lynn.
Like that. Right. Yeah, right. Wasn't a lot of next level, you know, thought process put into this. Just go with what works. Go with the
By the way, you will notice from watching Game of Thrones that there are a couple Game of Thrones actors who are voice actors. See if you can which is fun. It was really good. Okay. Time for our golf bets now. Golf bets has been extremely profitable for us here on the show, whether it's Hideki Matsuyama for me, Colin Morikawa for me. Ken's won a bunch, so forgive me, Ken, if I'm not going to remember all of them. Ken and Tyler both had Cam Champ last week to win the 3M. So we are kind of like flush with cash as a group betting on golf this year. Now, collectively, we take our talents, not to South Beach, but to Tokyo, where we are now going to bet Olympic golf here, Rick, on You Better You Bet.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the comfort of their homes, You Better You Bet presents Golf Bets. Now up to the tee box, it's Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and Tyler Morales.
Well, before we get to Tyler, actually, Eli has checked in with us. Eli has a golf bet for us this week at the Olympics. Eli, what is your golf bet this week? What is the rationale behind it?
Yeah, first time in a while, but we're going to try to get back into it. Joaquin Niemann at plus 2,500 over at Bet Rivers. It's not the best number. I mean, a lot of these aren't great because they opened last week a lot of the markets and they've been bet down. But I think Niemann opened at 40-1, but I'm still going to take a piece at 25-1. Great iron player. We think about narratives. I know, Nick, you like narratives for these kind of golf events. And
wait until you hear my picks. Niemann.
Yeah, I'm sure they're coming. But I will take a shot at Niemann here at 25-1. I think there's a little bit of value there. And you look at the rest of the field. I know, Ken, you mentioned a guy to me, and I know you're not a fan of Niemann necessarily, but I think somebody else in this group here might be a fan of Joaquin Niemann. So plus 2,500 for me over at Bat Rivers.
Well, if it's not Ken, and Neiman's not Asian, so it's not me, that must mean it's Tyler Morales. Tyler, right. who this past weekend worshipped at the altar of his new king, Cameron Champ. Cam Champ, I don't think is playing at the Olympics. I'm not betting on him at the very least. But yeah, so let's find out who Tyler's new king is this week in Tokyo.
I'll get a couple out of the way here because Eli stole my thunder. I have Niemann 25-1 also. I bet these two guys because I didn't want the FOMO. I actually kind of hate the bets, but I already bet it, so I don't care.
It's just a great sell.
That will inspire confidence.
I hate this. Yeah.
Sung J.M.
Put your money on it.
Yeah.
Sung J.M. I'm with him at 30-1. I'm also with Kim. Siwoo Kim at 60-1. Love that. So I got those three. Did you guys know we haven't had a King of Ireland since 1949?
Did not know that.
And when that seat was held, right. It was by King George VI, I believe it was. I think we end that this weekend. I got King Lowry I at 25-1. The form is incredible right now. Three top tens in the last few months. He was 12th at the Open. You want narratives. He had a huge statement in 2016 how he couldn't make the Olympics. It hurt him deeply that he couldn't represent his country. I like to hear that, unlike Rory saying he's just here, if you know, to promote golf. So I like Shane Lowry at 25-1. And the man that almost crushed us last week, Jonathan Vegas at 70-1. I have him as well. He hits nukes with his off the tee box and irons. He shouldn't have any problems with these long holes. Honestly, if he putts well, he probably beats Cam Champ. So I like him as well. So those are my five golfers.
Yeah, I don't know if nuke is the best word to use at this particular tournament. Tyler, I like Tyler throwing in there. You want that to be a shtick. You want narratives? Followed by some kind of narratives that he throws out there.
And then, I mean, Nick had to have been like almost feeding you lines there. Like, did you know the last king of Ireland was in 1949? What was it?
I like he goes, I think it was King George VI. You could have said anything there and we would have believed
it. It was like, if memory serves me correct, you mean the Wikipedia search you did like 17 minutes ago? That search?
Right? 10 minutes.
If my memory serves me.
I feel like my baby boy's all grown up a little bit. That was good from Tyler there.
Yeah. And so Tyler, you bet Siwoo and Sung, like, you know, the story about why everyone's like interested in betting them this week, right?
Oh yeah, they have to medal if they got to go to the military.
Yeah, so Jamez like did a little bit of this yesterday. Nick, do you like you see this? Heard about this? So basically,
I would like for you to tell the story.
Okay, so basically, like if you are born in South Korea, then one of your obligations is like a mandatory 2-year service in the military, but you can get out of it. There's like all kinds of ways to get out of the military service. And for these two particular golfers, Siwoo Kim and Sung Jae Im, who are playing in the Olympics, if they medal, it means they do not have to serve in the military for 2 years. So they're literally playing four rounds of golf where if they finish in the on the podium, the next two years of their life turns out differently, which is insane.
This should be a reality show.
This is incredible. Like this is insane in terms of like the amount of pressure, like serving in the military for a 2-year commitment, or you get a medal and like you're off the hook. I mean, that's absolutely insane. Like, I just can't. I think everybody is kind of like aware, like, you know, JMS had it yesterday. I've heard a bunch of people talking about it, but like, that's why. And like, that's going to make them play better. Like, I can't imagine. Like, I have no idea. Maybe it makes them play awesome. I have like, honestly, just no clue. It's absolutely crazy. So, for me this week, and I just know we only have a few minutes left, but two outrights for me. And, you know, I don't know if anything like so totally stands out, but some of the statistics that I think matter. So, yeah, you're going to have to score on the par fours. How do you play on insanely long par fives? There aren't a lot of those on the PGA Tour, so it's tough to kind of measure that. But Hideki Matsuyama plays pretty well on them. Hideki Matsuyama won on this course a bunch when he was like a junior and coming up on the tour. Now, granted, he was also really good. That's why he won. It wasn't because the course was insane for him. There's a little bit of stuff that compares Augusta National to this just with longer par fives. That's like kind of a cross that I've seen people make. Two guys that play really well there, who I think are going to play really well here. My two outrights for this week, Justin Thomas, 10-1 or better. Hideki Matsuyama, 13-1 or better. Those are my two outrights. I'm not betting anything else. Outright wise, one place bet. A guy who I don't think can win, but who I think finishes in the top like quarter a lot. Victor Hovland, 9th or better, does a lot that kind of popped in my model basically. And then I'm with James Mazzola on the fade Rory with the head to heads. So you can actually get Justin Thomas stroke and a half against Rory plus money, Hideki stroke and a half versus Rory plus money as well. So basically Rory to bomb out and then these guys to play well, Justin Thomas and Hideki.
Okay. There you have it. Now it's time. You want narratives? Okay. We got them for you. Colin Morikawa. Easy. Half Japanese. Good enough for me. Won me money a couple weeks ago at the Open. Morikawa, easy. Hideki Matsuyama, Japanese. Won the Masters. Arigato gozaimasu. Won me a lot of money. We're obviously betting Matsuyama. Like Tyler, and like everybody apparently, I'm with him. You want... What do you think's more motivating, winning a medal or getting out of the military? You take your medal and shove it. You know what I don't want to do? Serve my country and potentially die. So, like, listen, that's the greatest handicapping angle of all time. What are you trying to avoid? Potential death. That's going to make you play better. I'm with him. I am also with Kim. I'm with him, and I'm with Kim. So, M and Kim. I am also on Ryoko Hoshina at 125-1. It's a home game for him. Ryoko Hoshina. A couple matchups. Colin Morikawa, -120 over Xander Schauffele. JT, -114 over Ken's guy, Victor Hovland. Hideki, -114 over Rory, who doesn't want to be there. Now, I do have to give one non-Asian for my golf bets. You know, back in the day, everyone remembers the Marvel cartoon song for Spider-Man. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. I remember the theme song for Captain America. When Captain America throws his mighty shield, all those who chose to oppose his shield must yield. When it comes to the fight and the duel is due, the red and the white and the blue will come through. When Captain America, Patrick Reed, throws his mighty shield. I mean. Patrick Reed, the one non-Asian to win.
This segment. Olympic golf. Oh my gosh.
All right. Fun show here today, guys. We'll do it again tomorrow. Another 4 hours of wagertainment. Ryan and Quentin coming up after us. BetMGM tonight for Ken Barkley and our entire crew here on You Better You Bet. I am Nick Costos, and I am wishing you, dear listener and dear viewer, minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.